Now on Netflix, your guide to what you must be watching this week. I'm Jessica Shaw from SiriusXM, joined as always by Henry Goldblatt, executive editor of Chedoom.com. And we're going to talk about The Circle. Spoiler alert, neither one of us is a bot, okay? But someone on that show is.
Neither one of us is a bot. And Jess, you stole my joke. I was going to say that we were going to be talking about shows of all shapes and sizes.
Oh, very nice. I was square. What's my joke? By the end, I'll have an A-plus shape joke to come at you with. But until then, let's get you caught up on some news. Harry and Meghan, no last name required. We know who they are. They just announced two new series that are going into production this year with their company, Archwell Productions. Henry, tell us about these.
This is a follow-up to the very highly touted documentary that they had in December 22 called Chapters. The first one is curated by Meghan, and it's going to be celebrating the joys of cooking and gardening, entertaining, and friendship. And then the second series couldn't be more different. It's basically a docuseries about the U.S. Open Polo Championship, which takes place in Wellington, Florida, and the lives of polo players. So if you're a sports fan, if you're a gardening fan, we got something for both of you.
I love that these are the two series that are on such opposite ends of the spectrum. I don't even know how to tee up this story, but Jake Paul and Mike Tyson will indeed fight each other on Netflix this summer?
Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are indeed fighting each other on July 20th at T-Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Mike Tyson has 37 victories over his professional career, with 33 of those being a knockout. And Jake Paul is sort of a wild child social media guy. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But on the bill as well, we'll have super lightweight champion Katie Taylor against a unified featherweight champion, Amanda the Real Deal Serrano. So it's going to be a really exciting double bill for boxing fans.
I like that Mike Tyson said of Jake Paul, "Jake has grown significantly as a boxer over the years. He is Jake Paul's best hype man."
God bless Mike Tyson for hyping up Jake Paul, and that's very kind of him.
Yes, it sure is. Who knows what could happen? Upsets happen all the time. It's hard to think of a show that people are more obsessed with or more anticipating than season 3 of Bridgerton. The trailer, which is out now, oh my gosh, the way that people have been talking about this. I'm guessing you've probably seen the entire season already.
I have seen 6 of the 8 episodes at this point. I want to be careful because I don't want to spoil it for people. This is Penelope and Colin's love story and how these two friends, one of whom had a longtime crush on the other, watching it unfold and blossom in the most wonderful Bridgerton way. I'm really excited about this. You're also seeing a lot of the Eloise and Penelope friendship and how that evolves or doesn't from season 2. And there are a couple other love stories in the background as well. The season is super sexy and super fun. I can't wait for people to see it, and I can't wait to talk about it on the show.
I'm counting down the days. By the way, all the episode titles are up on Chedoom.com. I was reading into that like it was a new Taylor Swift album.
What are some of your thoughts as we go through them?
Okay, episode 1, Out of the Shadows. Very interesting. I feel like I have ideas about that. Episode 2, How Bright the Moon. That feels like poetry is going to be uttered somewhere, perhaps at dusk. Am I onto something?
I think you might be onto something.
Episode 3, Forces of Nature. Is there a Sandra Bullock crossover?
Yes, Jessica, I'm about to spoil this for the world. Sandra Bullock is guest starring on Bridgerton season 3. You've heard it here first.
Perfect. And episode 4, Old Friends, which sounds very Simon and Garfunkel.
Sure. I want to be careful about things that I give away, but pay attention to where the breaks happen between the two parts of the season.
Oh, interesting. Well, part 2 begins with an episode called TikTok. All you Gen Z kids, don't get too excited. In TikTok, there are C's in both tick and talk.
Jessica, episode 6 is Romancing Mr. Bridgerton. Any guesses into which Mr. Bridgerton may be doing the romancing or being romanced?
Colin?
Okay.
He's not giving away anything. I tried, everyone. I tried. Episode 7, Joining of Hands. That sounds incredibly matrimonial.
It sure does.
And episode 8, Into the Light. Is someone going to die? Is this like the big bright light?
I can't say a thing, Jessica, but you can all read more about this on Chedoom.com. You can all come up with your own fan theories. And just to be super clear, Sandra Bullock is not guest starring on this current season of Bridgerton. I did not need a Reddit thread started about that and get all the blame there.
Bridgerton season 3 will be split in those 2 batches of 4 episodes each. Part 1 premieres May 16th. Part 2 arrives a month later on June 13th. The first four episodes of The Circle are out now. Season six. Oh my goodness. 13 episodes total. Let's bring in Todoom.com editor Natalie Morin, who has been covering my new obsession. Tell us about this season of The Circle.
So this is a very exciting season of The Circle because, like always, we have a really cool cast of characters who are coming together for the ultimate popularity contest, each with their own distinct personalities, as distinct as their very cool apartments, which have moved from England now to Atlanta. But we have a really cool twist, which is that one of the players is basically the ultimate catfish because they are an AI bot.
Natalie, tell us about this AI bot. How did they find the photos of the person who's representing it? How did they program it? This is quite the twist, and it really struck me and made this season incredibly unique.
Yeah. The Circle is basically holding up a mirror to our social media culture, right? So they definitely wanted to add an element that was AI focused since our world is now becoming more entwined with AI. They wanted to make sure it wasn't Black Mirror-esque, but they basically had this AI chatbot be the ultimate scholar of The Circle. The bot studied the game thoroughly for the past five seasons and basically gathered what it thinks are the tools for success to get by undetected. It didn't necessarily aim to win, but it wanted to succeed in coming across as human. So basically a catfish. And what they did is they told it, okay, like you're allowed to pick your own profile, which was really cool. The bot who my writer Cole Delbic interviewed for Todoom.com actually explains for itself why it chose these certain qualities. But it was a really cool process. And the photo, they chose this stand-up comedian who lives in LA. His name is Griffin James. And they asked this guy who looked very approachable and had a picture of him and a dog if they could use his pictures. The AI bot was made to pass as a relatable and non-threatening and kind veterinarian who the other players might want to keep in the game.
It's so interesting because Max, which is the name that the AI bot goes by, he has this picture that people are so drawn to. He's holding this dog and everyone's like, oh my God, it's so cute. Your dog is so cute. And as an AI bot, he's like, oh, pictures with dogs tend to get X percentage more attention than other ones. It's all very scientific. And yet a little bit later, there's so much skepticism and so much concern over a picture where he's wearing sunglasses. And I'm surprised that the bot did not know that apparently people who wear sunglasses on their social media profiles are considered suspect.
Yeah, I feel like these Circle contestants are definitely more discerning than ever since they've seen lots of seasons of this show in which a lot of catfishes slip by. So maybe they were just glomming onto that. The team at the Circle was telling us that basically Max wasn't perfect. There were times when he would use certain words like rad, which just sounded very flat, and they tried to remind him it that you're 26 and you're Gen Z, so you should maybe use other words. And I don't know what that really means. Maybe he started saying sus and stuff. But Max would veer one way and then the producers would help steer it in another course, because as much as AI is very sophisticated, it's still progressing. So Max, as a player, had to have a few twists and turns in the beginning and then progressed as the game went on.
Max definitely became obsessed with the word sus, for sure. And he also caught the attention of one of the contestants, Lauren, who found herself really drawn to him and attracted to him. And I got to admit, Max was giving me a lot of good first date banter. He had the jokes, and I was laughing and chuckling. I could see how people would fall for this guy. Natalie, tell us about some of the other contestants who are standouts this season.
Absolutely. Well, I really was drawn to Brandon. He's a sweet, kind of silly nursing assistant who says that he's usually not the center of attention. So he decides to try his hand at Hot Girl, enters the Circle as a catfish playing his coworker and friend Olivia. And it's really interesting to see him try to play the game because I think a lot of people can relate where he's there to make friends and then realizes that in the Circle, while you do want to be popular and make friends and alliances, there is strategy that's involved. And it's hard to balance both of those things. So it's interesting to see him work with that, and also Catfish for the first time. And another player I really liked is QT. She's a former NBA dancer, and she's an admitted Circle super fan. She's entering the game with a razor-sharp strategy and a little penchant for flirting, which I totally respect.
I love those two players, especially Brandon, who is so excited. And when he's called basic, it's heartbreaking to him.
Natalie, I do want to single out one more contestant named Miles, who is a self-proclaimed F-boy and also an AI engineer. And it's quite funny to wonder how good of an AI engineer he is and his ability to suss out or not suss out Max.
That's such a good point. That's what makes this season so fun, is that all these people, including someone who interacts with AI every day, presumably, are faced with a situation that is totally unlike any they've faced or any of us really have probably faced in our lives. So it's really cool to see how they interact with it, especially since in this day and age, you never know who anybody is on the other side of the screen.
Which makes it all the more fascinating that Miles and QT are flirting so hardcore in these first four episodes. And I want to be like, guys, slow down.
No, seriously, have you ever been on any date off of an app where you have great banter and then you meet the person in real life and then within 5 minutes you go, ooh, okay, maybe they're great online, but in person can't keep a conversation. I feel like a lot of people really shot their shot this season.
I'm curious, if the two of you were going into the Circle, would the two of you go as catfishes or would you just be yourselves?
Jessica, I could not go in as an elderly man that I am, so I would probably shave a few years off. I would use the general contours of myself. I would be a gay guy. I might be from the East Coast. I might have certain elements of myself just to be able to rely on that and not feel like I have to catfish or lie all the time. But yeah, I would definitely shade the truth.
I think there is no other time in my life where I would feel comfortable being a catfish. So I think that in this game, it would be so fun to be someone else, probably somebody completely different. Maybe I'd be a sweet, elderly woman.
Can we talk about how much I love Michelle Buteau? Because she is the greatest host. I love Survival of the Thickest. That was one of my favorite shows of last year. She's so much fun as a host. I love how she takes little digs here and there at the contestants, but she also clearly is so obsessed with this game.
Yes, that's what I love about a host. I love somebody who really is passionate about the game or whatever they're hosting, but also knows how to have fun with it, knows how to make fun of the cast, knows how to make fun of themselves. It just makes it a lot more fun to have them as your curator along for the ride.
Natalie, I know that you and I are both fans of Love Island, and Michelle's narration feels in the same vein of what they do on Love Island, but she really makes it her own. She has her own tone, and she has her own way of playing with the contestants verbally and playing with the show verbally, too.
Totally agree, Henry. That's exactly what I thought of.
How else is Tudum covering the Circle? Because there is so much to unpack here.
The Circle is all about the players and is all about their backgrounds and their strategies. And so on Tudum, we have an article where you can find out everything you need to know about the season, stuff about the bot, and then also about the cast themselves, where they come from and what they're looking for and how they're going into the game. So that's definitely going to be updated as more episodes drop and we eventually find out who the winner is. That will also be on the site, but all of that stuff you can find in one place on Tudum.
Okay, so we know the first four episodes are out now. In the next batch, is there anything specifically that we should be looking out for?
To me, it's really all about this AI twist. So I think in the next batch, just we'll have to be looking out to see if more of the contestants catch on to Max or if they're thrown by another contestant. They're so weary of all the other contestants out there that Max either will sink or swim in this. I'm really excited for everybody to see what ends up happening here.
Well, the first four episodes of The Circle are out now. New batches will be released every Wednesday. 13 episodes total. The finale will be available on May 8th, and all the coverage of the episodes, the contestants, the bots, you know, so far one. We'll see what happens in these next few episodes. We'll be covered on Tudum.com. Tudum.com editor Natalie Morin, thank you so much for talking about The Circle with Henry and me.
Thank you so much for having me.
All Also out this week, you don't want to miss Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. That will be out tomorrow. The first four episodes of The Circle are out now. New episodes will be released every Wednesday. Next week, Henry and I are going to preview the new series, Dead Boy Detective. Henry, you are, as always, a diamond.
And Jessica, you are my heart.
We'll see you next week.